Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian. That's a cold rush open, bro. I wasn't even ready for that.
Well, I like to catch you off guard,
bro. I wasn't ready for it. Why can't I get in close to this tape? I can't do it. I don't know what's... Okay.
He's messing up, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. It's because the leg's stuck on the... never mind. It's not important.
Anyways, we're back yet again.
In a different location.
Believe it or not, our room still isn't done.
It's crazy. Do you want to tell them what happened to the room?
Crazy story.
I kind of want to talk about it because
So our bathroom is being redone right now.
Yes.
And so
they had to shut off the water in. Okay. So
they had to.
No. Okay.
They had to maintenance.
Okay. Let's explain where the studio is for starters. For context.
They don't need to know everything.
Of course they don't need to know. No, but I'm saying where it's situated. That way it makes more sense. Because it won't make sense if you just say, you know.
Okay, so it's located in the basement.
Yes, it's located in the basement.
Okay, so it's located in the basement. And so the studio connects with a hallway.
Yes.
Outside where we do laundry and stuff like that.
Yes.
So the main pipeline the main line for water that we have.
Right.
Is... basically, right at the entrance of the exit at the back door.
Right.
Okay. So, we're, you know, relaxing and stuff like that. And earlier that day, maintenance guys were there, you know, trying to fix out the pipes and stuff like that, changing fissures and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're swapping out pipes and stuff. Because of the washroom, because what they're doing in the washroom, right?
So, they do that. I hear a little bit of quiet talk, like, oh, it's not shutting off. The water wasn't shutting off, so they had to go, like, stop the water for the house for a little bit and stuff like that. And then they're like, okay, we're good. Everything's good. We'll be back another day. And
they left.
They left. So my brother goes, oh, I need to do laundry. So he goes and he does laundry.
I do laundry.
It's
late.
Yeah, it's late now, okay? So there is no reason for us to be awake at this point.
Yeah, Well, it was almost midnight.
When he was doing laundry. He's passing out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell a story.
Yeah.
So I put the laundry in, you know, in the wash, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just go to bed. In the morning, I'll put it in the dryer.
Yeah.
So I go up. We were still watching something. Finished watching it. They're all kind of on our phones, like minding our own business, and then I pass out on the couch, like sitting. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, like an hour or so later, our sister goes, hey, do you still hear the wash going? And I go, what? And she goes, yeah. She's like, I think something's wrong because the wash hasn't stopped going.
Yeah.
And I go, that's interesting. I'm going to go investigate this. So I run down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I get to the bottom of the stairs. And you know, like when you see still water?
Yeah.
And like it shines, like it looks shiny, the surface looks shiny. I'm like, when did they polish the tiling down here? Because the tiling down there is like really old. And I go, I'm like, were they polishing the tiling outside of the wash? I'm like, why were they? Right? So then I'm like, a little confused. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's odd. I run upstairs, put on my Vessies, not sponsored, by the way.
If you don't know what Vessies are, those are like water resistant shoes.
Right. Okay. So I put on my Vessies and I jump, I walk into the water.
Yeah.
And it's like ankle deep. And I'm like, oh, this is a problem. So I run over to the wash. At which point, like, the Vessies did their best. But, like, it's ankle deep water. And it's stopping that, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's going into my shoes. So then I get to the wash. And I can hear, like, water running.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, when you want to stop something, you're like, oh, I'm going to just unplug it. And it'll stop. So I'm like... I'm gonna just unplug the wash. So I ripped the power out of the wash.
Yeah.
And the water's just like...
It's still going. It's still going.
It's
not the machine that's pulling the water anymore.
Yeah. It's just the piping. So then I go, okay. So obviously the pressure in the pipes.
Yeah.
You know, something. So then I'm like, I'm trying to think this through. I'm like, can I turn the because there's like these little knobs to turn off the water.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I reach for them.
Yeah.
Those are like impossible to turn. Yeah. I'm like, and obviously you can see like the divots on the little knobs. Like they used a wrench to do this. And then I'm like, I don't know where the wrench is at.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I run upstairs.
Yeah.
At which point I'm like, guys, the basement's flooded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the water doesn't stop.
Our sister's like, I can't believe it. Yeah, like, how did this happen? Like,
right, freaking
she
out.
She loses it. Everything that's in her hands falls to the ground.
Very dramatic.
It was like out of a soap opera.
Anyway, so then our father hears this.
Yeah.
He comes down. He's like checking it out. He's like trying to rip the hoses that are attached from the pipes of the house to the wash. He's like, if we can take these off, we can just dump them into the sink and the water stops running.
Yeah.
And I go, right. So then like we're trying to pull them off and they don't come off.
Yeah.
So then he's like, all right, get some buckets, get some cups, get something. He's like, start like pulling out the water. And I go, right, okay, sure. At which point, you know,
I'm like, it's okay. So at this point,
it's like one of them.
Let's go to my perspective from this. Okay, so Adrian goes downstairs. And of course, I'm seeing my sister like freak out because like she just heard what's happening.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll put on my vesties. You know, like I'll start scooping up this water.
Yeah.
And like realistically, if you get a lot of water and then you throw it in the toilet, it'll flush the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I'm getting buckets. and I'm throwing it in the toilet, flushing it out. You know, gotta flush out the room. So I'm doing that, but to get to the stairs, my sister's just standing on the stairs. I'm like, move! We need to progress. So I get down there. I'm like, huh? You know, I thought it'd be worse.
No. It's
because like when I heard it's flooded, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go in there and swim, aren't I?
Because
I'm like, we were asleep for like an hour. And that thing was just going,
and it's really loud too. So. Yeah. Like, you could hear a lot of water running.
Yeah.
And thank God it was cold water. Imagine if it was hot water.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to go in
there. Everything would have been cooked.
So,
the other thing, too, was, and it hadn't even occurred to us, the room. Because the doors were closed, and we're like, no way there's, I didn't even think.
Well, no, we actually, when I came down, the basement door for the bathroom was open.
Right, yeah.
So, the bathroom that was under construction.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also had water on the surface. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, no.
But the tiling was okay.
Obviously, it's tiling, right?
Yeah, so it's
like,
okay.
It's okay. Like, there's no damage. And then we're like, huh, what about the room?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay. I'm not going to open the main door.
Yeah, because that's ankle-deep water.
Because it's ankle-deep water, and there's carpet between the divot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a little bit of constriction. If I open it, it's just going to go right
there. Yeah. And obviously the carpet is in there to dampen the room.
So there's like a little divot edge from the bathroom to the hallway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so there's less water in there. So I'm like, okay, so what I'm going to do is obviously I'm going to open the door from the bathroom to the room.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's like three doors.
Right. So at which point, but at that point you're doing this and I'm outside with like a, an old ice cream container, like, you know, those like little tub things. I'm like dunking them in the, and then I'm putting it into one of those big cans of paint. I don't know if you guys have seen these. Like, they're like the ones that they use. It's like industrial grade quantity of paint.
Yeah.
So I'm filling this up.
It's a giant bucket of paint.
Giant bucket of paint. Well, it's empty. There's no paint in there.
Yeah.
But I'm filling it up with water. And I don't know. I think I filled up like, I want to say like almost 20 of those buckets.
Yeah.
Before the water started to like get low. But I remember, so then our dad comes out and he's helping us, you know, do this. Our mom's in there also helping us do this. And then because we rent the house, now we call, there's like an emergency number you're supposed to call if something goes wrong. And so we woke up the guy and he's like, yeah, I'll be there in a bit. And so, but the water's still running, mind you. Yeah. So we're doing this and water's still running.
Yeah, so my mother comes up with the idea
I'm just gonna cut the hoses
connected to the washing machine,
and then just put them in because there's a sink next.
Yeah,
to
and
the
there's a sink next to it. She's like, and I'm just gonna direct it towards the sink.
Yeah.
At which point, my dad's just like, I don't know how much those lines are gonna cost
because it's
an old washing machine. It's like, I don't know if they still make those. or if it's still like a standard issue. He's hesitant.
Exactly.
To that idea, and my mother's like, you know what? Forget it. And she goes and gets like a knife.
She gets like the biggest knife.
She gets the biggest knife we have in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She starts cutting the line. She begins to cut the line. Cuts one line. Puts it in the sink.
Yeah.
Gets to the second line for the hot water.
Yeah.
And then the guy opens the door.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what's going on? And he just sees like there's like water coming out of this hose.
Out of the sink?
Yeah. And there's one already in the sink pouring water. And then my mom just like kind of finishes it, and he's just like, okay, it's like he tries to turn it, and the water's still going.
Yeah, yeah. So, at which one he goes back to his truck.
Yeah, he goes back to his truck and brings the wrench.
Yeah.
And then he closes it for us.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, that was terrible.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, so what happened?
Yeah.
He's like trying to figure out, and I'm like, okay, look, so
he was trying to find out if it was our washing machine or if it was just like a house issue.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, so then we explain like what's happening in the washroom.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then he's like, I'm going to let them know tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's like, do you guys need someone to come clean up the water? And we go, well, we're basically done at that point. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because like it had been some time that my mother had already – no, between him coming going to his truck and us progressing still, because we never stopped scooping
up water. And then
– we basically developed the system really quickly. We were just like, go three times one bucket into one large bucket out into the toilet.
Yeah.
Like that's like, what we were doing in the back.
Yeah. And I was by the door just like scooping up into the bucket was full and then it was, you know, into the sink. But it was definitely a night. And then anyway, but the guy took a while because I'm sure he had to like find the toolbox.
Yeah.
And it's like also I bet you we woke him up.
Yeah. Because it's pitch black. Yeah, he barely knows what's going on.
It's like almost 2 in the morning at this point.
Yeah.
So there's no way. Right. And then anyway, so we go to – so he goes to – no, so he tells the guy, right?
Yeah.
At which point he leaves, and we're basically done with the water.
Yeah.
Like we're kind of just like mopping up the floor at this point. Yeah. And then you go, we should check the room.
Yeah. And so, I check the room.
Yeah.
After my dad – well, my dad starts taking like damage videos.
Yeah.
And like – so that way they can see like the issue that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enter the room. And thank goodness that carpet and foaming is absorbent.
Oh, no. Because we had, like, electrical power bars plugged in on the floor.
Yeah, they were, like, on the floor. Not only that, we have couches in the studio.
Yeah, like,
cause, so realistically, like,
where you guys see us record, we're at the beginning of the year recording. That's basically where all the water happened. So,
yeah, so basically they told us, okay, we're going to send a carpet guy.
Yeah.
He's going to come... you know, check out the carpet and see like what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And we're like, okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
So the guy shows up the next day.
And I like that. Like he showed up like literally the next day.
The guy shows up the next day.
Yeah.
And he walks in and he's just like, oh, your boxes are wet. And we're like, we know.
Yeah, we're aware. Yeah.
And he goes, and it's just like, how deep was the water? And we're like, it's like ankle feet.
Oh, I still haven't opened that cardboard box. That was so, now that you mentioned
it. It doesn't matter. it's probably dry already. So we tell him basically what happened. It's like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right. It's like, but there's a carpet because like there's tiling.
Oh, because I was at work because I left. Okay, yeah, so
this is the side of the story didn't hear.
Yeah.
So basically, the guy comes in. My sister is like addressing him like. Like this is what happened. It was like 4-inch deep water.
Yeah.
It was like getting higher and higher and higher. It was like maybe like 6 inches of water at some point.
Yeah.
And he's just like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, I'm sorry you guys had to go through that. You know, like what time did this happen? We're like 1 a.m. And he's just like, oh, yeah, that really does suck. I end up showing him the room and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At which point he brings in his like little vacuum. Well, it's not really little. It's like an industrial vacuum for carpets.
The tube, thing that collects the water was outside of the house, bro.
Yeah. So he starts. He's like, okay. He's like, I'm gonna need you guys to move this couch.
Yeah.
And at which point you finally get home.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. This is my side of what happened. Okay. So, I had to leave like 3 hours after this event happened to go to work.
Yeah.
So I leave to go to work, and I get to work. And for whatever reason at work, they have a flooding issue at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just left my house dealing with buckets of water to get to work. I sent you a Snapchat. I'm like, it just doesn't stop of like the pipes and the tubing. And I'm like, this just, it doesn't stop. Like what's going on? So I'm at work like mopping up water. And then anyway, so they're like, leave it, you know, we'll take care of it or whatever. And then I do my job and then I leave. And I head to the house. I get to the house, and the carpet guy's there. And I'm like, "All right, cool. How to deal with this?"
So it was
kind of interesting to see that play out. I'm like, "How is this?" It's like a buildup of water pressure across the city. What's going on?
Yeah, it was just coincidence. Yeah. Honestly,
I could not believe it.
It's crazy. I feel like the world always loves to send like a small accident before the big accident.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, and it's not karma either. It's yeah. just like, it's like, for example, the example I like to give is like yeah. one time we were by a bakery.
Yeah.
And we saw this kid trip on his bike.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then like not even 15 minutes after, like yeah. we get the stuff from the bakery.
Yeah.
And this old dude falls on his bike.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like it becomes this like this whole commotion. I'm like, literally, we just had a foreshadow of a tragedy.
Yeah, that was a glitch in the matrix. Noah. But definitely, you know, stuff like that, I guess it kind of makes you reflect of like how, you know, just how easy things can turn on you.
Oh yeah,
like just out of
job. Like the pipes. Yeah, the pipes were said. No, you can't.
Yeah, it was just so left field. But also, I think, for us at like 2 a.m, like
I just want to go to bed. Man.
I get to also mind you, I get to work and I'm like dead. I don't want to do anything. Yeah.
And then they're like, we have a small flood.
And I'm like, great.
And like the gym is like, it has like an inch of water.
It's like, it was like maybe like 5 milliliters. Because like the gym's like fairly big.
Yeah.
And it's also tiling.
Yeah.
So you open the door. Also because like.
Just sweeped it all out.
Yeah. Essentially yeah. that's what they did. But it was kind of funny because the night before, apparently they had done work on these pipes, like after school hours.
Maybe it was the same guys who dealt with our pipes.
they were like fixing the pipes, and they're in the pipe that was busted was in the storage room where we keep all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, and like I sent you a snap of like the bucket under the pipe. Yeah. I'm like, this is just, I don't even know anymore. Like, what are we doing here?
It's fun time, you know?
Oh, you know?
That was an interesting day because it was just from beginning to end. Was interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, construction, loud noise, consistently the entire time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and I hear their whispers, right?
Yeah.
Of like, the water isn't shutting off. and they think they're being discreet about this, okay?
Of course, yeah.
They're like, I can't shut off the water. Yeah. And it's just like, well, is it leaking? No, it's not. He's like, okay, so we're just going to have to shut it off the line. And I'm hearing all of this.
Yeah, obviously.
So clearly there was an issue.
Yeah.
And the way they tried to fix it, It's just built up pressure in the pipes, but not actually fixed the issue.
Exactly.
And then they're like, you know what? We're not going to question what they do with their pipes.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go.
Yeah.
And then you come home.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to do laundry. Does laundry. Passes out. And then it's just like, there's a flood.
Mind you, but that was like, the other thing too, I think, is that that was like the end of the night.
Yeah.
They left like 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So essentially it had been like 6 hours of water pressure buildup.
Oh yeah.
So it's like also, mind you, there's a lot of like, that's a lot of time.
Oh yeah.
So as soon as someone, like I opened the floodgate essentially.
Yeah.
Like that's what happened. Yeah. And then it just didn't know how to shut off.
You were just trying to wash some socks.
I was actually trying to wash a sweater.
Well, there you go. It's like, careful with your sweater washing. You never know when it can turn on you.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back now that I'm completely, utterly terrified after bro just out here slapping his hands together. I don't know what that's
it's
about.
It's called clapping.
Anyway,
so we're back. And
what are we going to talk about?
Moving away from
disaster,
from the flood.
From the flood. From the flood.
You know, the age-old flood. not that one. That one, everyone died.
Okay, well.
Anyways.
Take a step back. Recant.
Anyways. So the hurricane. No, okay.
Whoa.
No. So we've been occupied in our daily lives, but, you know, we've had some.
Yeah.
Some time to watch TV.
Yes, we have.
And we've had a bit of time to game.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with movies.
All right. Okay, go for it.
I don't remember the name of the movie is.
Killing something. Killing, no, flower, killing, no, killing in the flower, or flower in the killing. The killing in the flowers? Or the flowers in the, I don't know. You're just going to Google it, aren't you?
We watched Killers of the Flower Moon. It's,
So I had the right idea.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tragic, honestly.
Yeah, it's basically, it shows the racist, it's a representation of the racism and the greedy white people dealing with Native Americans.
In America.
And it's such a tragic story because it's based off
like someone's actual life.
It's obviously starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and yeah. Mind you, he did a very good job.
Yes,
of playing a racist.
He's done it before.
Yeah, kudos to him for the story representation.
He can really embody a character.
Yeah.
What is it, Ringo? Is it Ringo? No. Is it Ringo Unchained?
I don't know.
With Jamie Foxx? Or he, like, Jamie tells him, look, you got to be heinous towards me.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, and Leo does, again, he's really good.
Isn't it in front of Samuel Jackson, too?
Yeah, it's in front of Samuel Jackson where he, you know, and, like, they have a whole thing where he had, because he's selling slaves, right?
Yeah.
And so, and back then, you know, they used the N-word a lot when they were referring to slaves. And, you know, and Leonardo was, you know, obviously a little awkward about having to say the N-word to them because they're all friends, right? So he's like, you know, and so Jamie Foxx goes, yo, you got to be heinous towards me. Like, you got to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to mean business. You know what I'm saying? And so, and obviously, you know, he does it. But at the same time, like, I can't imagine the toll it takes on him.
Yeah.
Like, having to, and mind you, he's an incredible actor.
Yeah.
But having to take these roles where you have to do... You have to portray emotions that kind of go counter your physical, like, person.
Yeah.
Like, your values and the way you are. Like, must be incredibly, like, conflicting in your brain when you're doing it.
Yeah, see, like, the other thing is it's, like, it's representation, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, showing what it used to be like.
Exactly, yeah.
So, like, a lot of people are just like, oh, yeah, like, why would you pick a role like that? But realistically, if it wasn't for roles like that.
It brings to light what happened.
It brings to light the tragedies that occurred, right? And so speaking on this movie, phenomenal movie. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I recommend it. Definitely recommend the movie. It's a 3-hour movie, so make sure you go use the bathroom before you do that.
We were not ready for that.
Yeah, we went into that movie expecting a 2-hour film.
And I ran to the washroom.
And we never checked properly how long the movie is.
Yeah.
So it actually was like 3 hours. Yeah, and we were just like, there were some points where I'm like, yeah, this isn't 2 hours.
It was an 8 o'clock movie.
Yeah.
No, it was like a 7:30 movie.
Yeah.
And I pull out my phone and it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, this just doesn't end.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps going.
It just keeps going.
I went down, I thought it was Forrest Gump. I'm like, am I in the wrong film? Like, what's going on? Am I in a time warp? What's happening here?
Yeah, but great film.
Yeah, great film.
Recommend. Go watch it.
I mean, of course, certain parts of the story have been exaggerated for entertainment purposes, but you get the general idea of what was happening and what was going on, especially in that time, especially for the natives. And I mean, the natives of Northern America have been through some stuff, you know, like it's crazy.
And it's very unfortunate to see
how
human behavior used to be.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Yes,
realistically.
But it's really the only word for it.
Yeah, but but moving on from that, you know, in a more positive light,
for sure.
It's good to shed on things like that.
Yeah,
light on that kind of stuff. So go watch it if you can, if you got the time, if you got the money, go for it.
Yeah.
What else have we done? We've watched. We've been watching The Lincoln Lawyer.
Okay, so you're jumping to TV shows.
Yeah,
Let's finish here. Okay, so we finished watching White Collar.
Ah, yes. Yeah. We finished watching White Collar. If you don't know what that is, pause this, Google it real quick, come right back.
Yeah.
It's basically a white collar division, basically where they deal with criminal events.
White collar crimes.
Like white collar crimes, so like thieves,
theft, forgeries,
just that kind of stuff. It focuses with a cop, basically, like what's the movie
Catch Me If You Can.
It's basically Catch Me If You Can.
Leonardo again.
Wow, that's crazy. Leo's so good. It's basically Catch Me If You Can, but the after he's been captured and working, like the inspiration is
for
from
it. Yeah, was from that.
Was
yeah.
from that. So basically, a criminal joins FBI and helps them catch criminals that are like him.
Yeah. So it's definitely. It's definitely a very compelling show, mind you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the ending, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was kind of...
The whole thing felt bittersweet.
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, I also felt like I could have gone for another season, you know?
Yeah, that could have gone for another season. Like,
but, like, it's just, it is what it is, you know? And, I mean, they did the job for, like, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a long time. It's a big part of your life, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes, like, as many actors say, like, there's a time where you kind of got to let it go.
Oh, yeah, no, obviously. That's
and then, that's without. I mean, the show has ended years.
It's without you know, even having many, to say. Many years. Yeah.
But, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, there are specific episodes of that show that I enjoyed more than others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't say it's a hit or miss because it maintained consistency throughout the entire thing.
For sure.
But there were some better episodes than others.
Some episodes you're like, man, that's good writing.
Yeah, and then some of them were like,
I mean, that seems a little far-fetched, but okay, sure.
Yeah.
How did the camera not see him? Whatever.
okay. Yeah. So we just finished that.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned before how we were watching The Lincoln Lawyer, which is another, obviously, about law.
Yeah.
It's about a lawyer who works out of a Lincoln vehicle. And he does, like, all his work in there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've finished season one, and we just started season two.
Yeah.
So don't spoil it in the comments.
More like halfway through season two, actually.
Yeah, so don't spoil it. We haven't finished the case yet.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
It's a good show.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It keeps me engaged.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, I just love law.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
not to say that I love the law. I just
we are
observing the law.
We watch a lot of law-related shows.
Yeah,
like when we were on the Suits binge.
Oh my gosh, that almost convinced me to become a lawyer. Yeah, I'm like, they do a lot of illegal stuff that isn't allowed realistically, but I want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I know. It's
like it's almost enough to be like, you know what? How much debt can I get in to do this?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and how smart am I really?
Yeah,
you know. So
I mean, like you know when you're bored,
yeah,
you have nothing else better to do.
Sure,
I took the time,
yeah,
and like you know, I'm gonna do a practice bar exam.
Hey, look,
and I almost passed it.
Look, I'm not.
That was that blew my mind. Of course, it was an American test because I know, oddly enough, Canadians end up knowing more about American law than
because
their
we watch a lot of American television.
Yeah, so realistically, we know more about American law than we
right. Yeah, I mean that's what ends up happening. But yeah. I mean, obviously, there are definitely. You know, other shows that we watch, like, there's definitely been that's been kind of the theme as of late, watching a lot of law shows, a lot of law dramas, and certain crime things, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I think certain TV shows, like, it's just some of the stories that are told, they're, like, really compelling and really good, really well written. So that's obviously what it is. But, I mean... Not to take away from it, there are definitely, when it comes to, like, Lincoln Lawyer, for example.
Yeah.
Lincoln Lawyer is such a good show because it's only, like, 12 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty condensed and it's pretty, like, straight to the point. Like, there's not, there are little twists and turns within its own episodes.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty, like, relatively self-contained as opposed to, like, a show like White Collar that has, like, 16-episode seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the starting of this episode, like, the starting of the season... kind of weaves the narrative for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really get solved till like the second or like second last episode.
Yeah.
And then like it's like a two-parter.
So yeah.
And then usually the two-parter will leave you on a cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah.
So it's very it's
yeah
very
and I feel like they still left it on. It's still a cliffhanger.
They left it open-ended, you know? But it is
it was an enjoyable show.
Yeah.
That's what I would and I would recommend it again. Just like how I'd recommend Suits or The Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah, there's a lot of great shows and stuff like that.
But
yeah,
moving on.
Yeah,
away
from the legal dramas.
From the legal dramas.
Yeah,
gaming.
Yeah,
we just lost half our audience.
Half our audience just left.
All right,
they left the chat.
There's the famous battle royale game, basically like the Hunger Games, where you end up being the number one player.
You got to be number one.
Fortnite. And I just lost half our audience.
Stop losing our audience, bro.
Fortnite has been a game that's very in tune with our lives.
Right.
from the past and today and yesterday.
Yes.
Was it yesterday? The new season. First day one.
Yeah.
Of the new season.
I mean, it was Friday for the audience because the audience isn't seeing this till at least Sunday morning.
Okay. So
Friday. November 3rd.
On Friday. The new season was released, and for those of you who are familiar with the game, you know that the original map has come back.
Yeah.
And wow, is that nostalgic.
It is hitting all the feels.
It's honestly crazy. It's not even that. It's just like, I logged in.
Yeah.
I saw the map.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, this feels good.
Okay, so while you were at school.
Yes.
During my lunch break.
Remember. We're short on time here.
Yeah, yeah. No, on my lunch break.
Yeah.
I went to, I went home and I logged in and I played around, you know, I landed in like a few spots and, you know, played a bit around.
Yeah.
But I saw, what is it? Pleasant Park.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Like, I got to land there with my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't be done. Yeah. So then, so I played that one round. I logged off. I'm like, okay, it looks pretty good.
Yep.
Graphics look all right. I mean, they've updated some of the old graphics to like modern, and you know, so it looks nice. And then so I'm like, okay, it's pretty cool. Go back to work. Tell some kid I already played it. This kid's like jealous because he's been at school all day, like flexing on these like 9 year olds.
Yeah.
I'm like, And then so obviously, you know, I go to work, come home, eat dinner. I'm like, bro, let's hop on. And you're like, I'm doing an assignment.
Yeah.
Like, hurry up. So you finish your assignment, we log on. Line up Pleasant Park, and we're just like, we're gushing over it.
Yeah.
Like, just the nostalgia of it all, just being there. Like, it's so weird. It's like stepping into, and everyone's box fighting.
Again. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, everybody's like going back to like the old way of playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And it is just.
It's so nostalgic.
Oh, my. The gameplay feels so much better, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it, like, I'm on fire now.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, like, it's just. Like, I feel like it's hyped me up so much now. Yeah. Where, like, every match, if I don't get four eliminations,
like what was I doing?
Well, I messed up.
I was like, texting. I'm
like, and our first match, like I think I got eight limbs.
Yeah. Like we were playing with some friends of ours.
Yeah.
And like we killed like a quarter of the map, just the four of us.
Yeah.
It was like
it was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And we won that round.
Yeah, it was crazy. But you know, it's definitely definitely hitting all the like right nostalgia, and I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah,
you know, because it's definitely.
I mean, not only that, just logging in and then going to my friends list.
Oh,
because I used to play a lot of squad fills.
Right.
And like just curious to meet new people.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, everybody's on.
And everybody's on. I'm like, oh my goodness! And I started getting invites from like old people. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to play with you right now.
But like, it's like 11 o'clock.
But like at it's night. 11 o'clock at night, and I'm already playing with other friends.
It's like, but it's definitely crazy to see that return in certain like Twitch streamers who like retired are coming back.
Yeah.
Because and it's definitely been interesting. And I mean, this has been a long time coming. People have been asking.
Oh yeah.
For like the OG map. OPIs to come back.
Yeah.
And so they have been coming back, and it's just so good. It's just a good feel all around.
Yeah. Honestly, like and the season's smaller.
Yeah.
That's like it's only 50 levels.
Yeah. It's a 1 month season.
It's a 1 month season, so it's like. If you're into Fortnite, now is the time to play it.
Yeah, because apparently this the way the map is right now is only going to be for 1 week. So next week, when the update hits, it's going to be like another part of like a season.
Okay.
Like I don't know if they're going to swap out POIs or add POIs.
Okay.
So, but that's what the leaks have been saying.
Yeah. So realistically, explore.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up this episode here.
Yeah.
Because we gotta go play some Fortnite.
Anyways, guys, this has been a fantastic episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Everything's in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Make sure to share with the grandmother, share with the rooster, share with the duck, share with everybody and everything you can. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Bye.